top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Tomorrow at SETU Arena with over 2,500 fine young upstanding citizens coming along to hang out with us and all of the amazing speakers. Show, over to you. This is your baby.
Yeah. Well,
I loved your videos, by the way. Oh, God, you were throwing shade.
The apple dance.
We had such a great day. I mean, like, I've been a part of the event for a good few years and I am still every single year blown away by how inspired even I come away. And I've seen some of the speakers before, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they are speaking to a new audience and that they are genuinely, like, given those girls in that room a chance to step away from, like, the madness that is being a teenager, being in school,
being a girl. We talked about this on the way in this morning. You know, I just think of that recent song with Charlie XCX and Lord. So confusing.
Yeah.
It's so confusing. And being overwhelmed a lot of the time. And just being in that room yesterday and being told, do you know what? It's okay if you don't have it all together. It's okay if you're feeling like you're crumbling or that it's, you know.
I don't have it all together. I'm a long way.
I don't have
it
all together. But I think sometimes we need to be told that. We need to be reminded, because I think we look around, especially like TikTok, Instagram, and we think everybody else has it sorted. So that's what it was all about. There was just, I can't even name, like, all of the speakers were just incredible. There was, like, just bang, 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 pa-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow. And then we had the best dance off at the end with Sing Along Social, who I'm, myself and Meg are kind of like honorary members now of Sing Along Social.
They're not bringing you to the festivals, though. You're not touring with them in the summer. As an honorary member. I didn't see it all together.
Sorry, it was only decided yesterday that we were honorary members.
So next summer.
Next summer. Well, they did say, like, we were on stage, like, we played the main stage yesterday with Sing Along Social. So, yeah, we're kind of like part of the
only stage.
Yeah, main stage. Yeah. Anyway, it's a pleasure and a privilege to be part of it. And thanks to my gorgeous girl Meg as well, because it's so lovely to be up there with her, you know. So.
Yeah, and well done to Tammy and all
Tammy
the team.
Is amazing.
Best luck for day two tomorrow if you're heading along.
And as we said and heard on the news, chatted to so many of the girls yesterday, best of luck. Today is a big day. It's Junior Cert Results Day. You're going to be absolutely fine and we're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's happening now?
Well, me and Killian were left here on our own yesterday in the office as the boys. And we were like, well, we should really kind of get in on the buzz a little bit, and we should really take on board some of the Shine messaging and, you know, of empowerment.
I did look out into the gods yesterday just to see if I could see you there, but I didn't see your faces in the audience.
I was on the way down.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock. Okay. And I text Claire, who was there, saying, I'm on the way. Can you come to the door and let me in? Because obviously it's an event with a lot of, you know, girls. And if this man just rocks up, I didn't want him to be calling the guards.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm on the way back now. And I was like, why? She was like, it's lunch. So I just turned around and then I was
never made it in the end.
I was going to go
and then I just got caught up by my washing and stuff. So
caught up by his washing.
Okay.
I'd lost you in the office yesterday, but I'm hoping to get out for an hour tomorrow just to support everybody.
Sorry.
So anyway, back where, so we thought, look, we should contribute to the messaging. We should contribute to the overall aura and vibe of empowerment and inspiration. And so what we're going to do is we both have a short little empowering speech this morning.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see if it impresses you. Are you lifted by it?
Okay, I love this.
So we'll do one now and we'll do one in a couple of minutes' time. Killian, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, if you're ready to go, let's do it.
And this is not me taking the mic now. This is serious words coming out of my mouth, show, right?
Okay, baby, okay.
Right, so to you listening at home, today I want to remind you of the incredible potential that lies within each of you. Life is filled with challenges, but it is in those challenges that we do find our strength. Embrace your unique qualities, for they are your greatest assets. Don't be afraid to dream big and take big risks. Every step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to those goals. Remember, failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone to success. Surround yourselves with positivity, lift each other up, and that's important. And never underestimate the power of kindness. You are capable of greatness, so go out there and shine your light. The world needs your brilliance.
Oh, oh my God, I love that. I love it. Thank you. That was amazing. There was an Olympian on stage yesterday called Hannah Craig, and she was doing a kind of chat, and she was, you know, they were talking about the power of visualization and like self-talk, and kindness came up. I love that. And you remind me of a guy that I follow on Instagram on and regularly listen to on Spotify. You could make money off this. His name is Eddie Pinheiro, and he does just those like 5 minutes, like lift me up, start of the day. What do I need to like be motivated, empowered, inspired? Yeah. You are the Southeast answer to Eddie Pinheiro.
Well done.
So thank you very much.
I'm genuinely so proud.
No, but I'm genuinely serious. It is important, and you touched on it there earlier on. It is like a lot of people are like, even for I suppose girls in secondary schools are like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But like still as a 27-year-old male adult, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. But it's okay to feel like that. Like I'm terrible for comparing myself. Like I always say Max Verstappen, same age as me, and he's a world champion and a millionaire. Yeah. But it's all right to, you know, have those days where you're like, what is going on? But just believe
in yourself. And I think it's also important to enjoy the moment you're in right now.
Exactly. Don't waste life is for living, not for worrying about, oh, I have no money and I have no house at 27. It's grand. Everything will play out the way it's going
to
play out.
Absolutely. Okay. I think it's also that idea that like if you say to one person, I don't have it together, they have that kind of permission then to go, oh my God, I feel the same way. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And that's really powerful. Yeah. I'm really impressed with you.
Mm. Right, do you need some more inspirational words this morning?
Do you know what? I would take this all day.
This
day.
Is right like, up your street.
I walk into my kitchen every day and I have the...
It's live, laugh, love.
No, I don't have it. I actually don't. As much as he slagged me, I don't have live, laugh, love. I do have namaste.
Okay.
And I do have this thing which you should all look up called the Holste Manifesto, and it's all about this is your life and do what you love. And I do read it a lot. And I know that like it's kind of cheesy and it's kind of like...
That
I
big
suppose.
Yolk in the kitchen. The big massive yolk.
Have you never read it?
No, I have read it. You made me read it.
Did I?
I made me read it one day.
But I think the thing is about all of this, and I think it's what China is all about as well, is you have to keep practicing those positive messages. Mm. Like it's not enough to every now and then be like, oh, I'm going to be a positive thinker. It's like a way of living.
Okay.
I'll move on to you.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
The greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. The only impossible journey is the one you never begin. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Thank you, everybody.
There you go. Thank you.
Let that lift you. Let that. I actually giggled in the middle. Let that lift
you. You were laughing at yourself.
It's not my natural position, but I think I did okay there. I think I did okay
you did
there.
Really
There's actually a couple of well-known quotes in there.
Yeah, I got those. I would be familiar with those. Yeah,
yeah, they're good ones, though. Yeah, they're good ones. Yeah.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
You remember this, right? Did you ever want to look like that show? Have that look?
I...
Did you try it?
I did it for Halloween one year.
For Tom?
Oh. No! For a party.
Okay.
Halloween party.
I'd say you were sexy, were you?
Yeah. Everyone wants to be Britney. Like that was that video is like absolutely iconic.
But it's what? Like it's 25 years old now. I hate to make, you know, anyone feel old or whatever, right? That song. But it's back because dressing as a schoolgirl like Britney in that video is now considered high fashion, we're being told.
Yeah, it's the clueless effect. Yeah.
The outfit has been sought out by fashionistas everywhere with sales of pleated skirts, grey cardigans, white shirts, and knee-length socks, Killian.
Yeah.
Soaring. Personal shopper and fashion guru Gina Rogers says the return to style school is in. And she says, often it's just one or two items considered in, but this year they're unifying it into a full outfit.
Yeah.
Think Britney, but maybe with the skirt a little longer. No, you don't need that.
No. It's like, shorter if possible.
It's like like all that kind of pleating is back. Like my hockey skirt was pleated, I remember that. And like the little jackets. I love it. I love the look of it. Like Rita Ora has a whole collection for Primark. And it's all that style. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Can we just revert back to your hockey skirt? Did you play hockey?
Oh, were you off when I told this? So when we were talking about like hobbies that you gave up after like one try or something. I wanted to play hockey because I wanted the outfit, and the skirt was like red pleated. It was like the Britney thing, like you know, and it was short. And then like I got a stick and a ball came flying at me, and I said, I can't do this. It's too dangerous. Contact sport. Yeah. So no, I didn't really play hockey.
But you kept the outfit.
No, I didn't keep the skirt.
She whips it out random Friday nights. Just
I do
bit of excitement.
Not. No, I don't. I can see why this is completely coming back.
Well, it's all back this year. The full outfit. So if you're looking for a Halloween kind of outfit or just to spice things up.
No, it's not even an outfit.
You just wear
this
it to
is
clubs.
Like, oh yeah, like I tried on a little pleat skirt and a jacket the other day in Penny's, like, and it's real. Like, yeah, this is, you're going to see this. Like,
yeah, Charlie XCX did something similar on the sweat tour. One of her outfits was that kind of school dress.
And how
thing.
Does this make you feel, Killian?
It's a good time.
It's kind of a weird time
because I like it's a school outfit, so it's not like, should you be saying this? You
know? No, this is just like a fashion thing. It's a fashion statement. Mm. Like, you just have to like get on board with it.
Well, let's see more knee-high socks then. Be more fashionista.
Yeah, please. Sure. Next week when you come back from holidays, please show for me. Just, you know, just wear in the short skirt and the knee-high socks and a ponytail. Or do the pigtails.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, I'm not.
I just need the two of them have a moment here.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Michael Jackson impersonator of the Southeast. But there's lots of brilliant impersonations coming forward this morning. Mm. Who have we got next? We've got Shiv, actually. Shiv, good morning, missus. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Are you mortified?
Bringing me to go on radio.
You love it. You love it. You love it. Where are you this morning, hun?
I am just literally across the bridge in Wexford Town heading to Creche.
Oh, what's the
little one.
What's the traffic like?
Shite. Sorry for my language.
Sorry. Sums it up.
That's
in
okay.
One word.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, we love your honesty. Right, this is an impression that
you... This is an unusual one now. We weren't expecting this one this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The person you're impersonating has very few words.
Yes.
Yeah, he just talks to Teddy a lot.
He does. He talks to Teddy a lot. Hello, Teddy.
Okay, so
this is Mr. Bean, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I've done it randomly over the years, and it's never quite perfect. But the one time I did do it perfect, my family nearly died laughing. And the best thing about it was I had the Mr. Bean's Teddy as I was doing it.
Okay.
So, which made it better.
Okay. So it really added to the overall kind of effect of the impersonation. And
is it just that line that you do, Shiv,
or is there any other like sounds?
I do the dance, but obviously you can't see that on the radio. Mm. But
Well, do you know what? For your attempt this morning, give it to us one more time before we let you go.
Hello, Teddy.
This is the weirdest thing on the radio ever.
I love it. You've made our Monday. You've got yourself a big breakfast travel mug, Shiv. Have a great day, all right, hon?
Thanks so much.
Talk to you. Cheers. Right, last couple of quick ones. Tanya was on to us. Cartman from South Park.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
No.
That's really good.
No, he took that off YouTube. That's not a real... Play that again.
Tanya.
Oh, sorry,
Tanya. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And one more as well here. Rooney was on to us. Let's have a listen.
We need it. We must have the preciouses. My preciouses. My precious.
The man from Lord of the Rings, what's his name?
Gollum.
Gollum, yeah.
It is Lord of the Rings. Yeah, my precious.
Brilliant.
That's deadly.
Well done,
Southeast.
With a lot of talent.
Yeah. Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Tea time on Beat Breakfast. Firstly, we're asking like if you know of any other concoctions that people sometimes use with their tea and coffee. Monica was on. Lads, about the tea. I'm from Poland. And in Poland, we drink tea with lemon juice and sugar.
Oh.
Not with milk. I've been here for 18 years and I've learned to drink it with milk and I really enjoy it that way. But whenever I go home, my mum and sister are just disgusted when they see me pouring milk into my tea instead of lemon and sugar.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind trying that. Like, it's like a
sweet
tea. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Right. What are you going for first here? You're going for custard and tea.
I think the lesser of two evils is the custard, actually. So
if there's such a thing as a lesser of two evils.
So according to this TikToker, it's a game changer. And
you
so
need a good bit now, I'd say.
Are you trusting me to do it? How much? Do you want more than that?
It's very gloopy. You know,
are you meant to stir it? Oh, no, lads. No, I don't believe it. It's exactly what I thought. It's going in lumps. It's exactly, it's as bad as I suspected, is what I tried to say there. It's,
this is a horror show.
It's curdling. It's curdling, lads. I'm just going to... Oh, God. Oh, it's curdling in the cup. It's my worst nightmare.
Okay, yeah. Right. So you're just going to have to get a bit down now and just see, like, what is it, a taste sensation?
It's like curdling.
Do you want
in the
a bit more?
Oh, go on. He's putting more in.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Killian. That's half custard, half tea. Oh, it's just lumps at the top of it. It's just lumps. Can't look at it.
Give a good start.
I'm just going to drink. I'm gonna drink it and I'm not going to look at it. All right?
Do you know what? That looks like a nice cup of tea.
It does, actually. It's a nice colour now it's come. It's okay, a nice right. tan colour.
Here we go. Cup of tea.
With custard.
A massive slab of custard in on
Take
top.
Take a good Dollop. Slug now just so you really get a bit of custard down
there. Here we go. Down the hatch.
That was the tiniest little sip.
Come on,
a slug. Oh, God. I don't know if you get any custard there at all.
Hang on,
you?
I need to... Can I say something?
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this.
Go on. It's lovely.
That is actually really nice.
Is it?
I am not just saying it. Like, I love custard. I love tea.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
It
I'm
works.
Like Joey and Friends when he eats the trifle with
Can
the
I
mince
try
and
some?
Go for it.
Yeah, go on.
Honestly,
Kenny, just
there's
to make sure she's not
that.
Mad. Like, well...
Yeah, it's nice. It could be a bit sweeter. Okay. I like sugar in my tea.
I'm sure you could put sugar in it.
See, I don't like sugar in my
That's
tea.
That's quite good.
Okay.
That is a decent combination, lads. If you are like up for a bit of like a try... test, whatever you call it today.
I just think you might have done the wrong way around because that's kind of dessert and now you're going for like savoury. But anyway, move on. Brown sauce time.
Thanks. Tea and custard. Been there, done that. I said on the show that I always wondered after watching Intermission and the fact that if they go into that coffee shop or cafe, as you call it, and they drink the like tea with the brown sauce and I always wonder what it was like, right? So this is Chef Brown Sauce, dark and spicy.
You know how I feel about brown sauce.
You can't
sauce.
Put milk into it as well. No.
Okay, good dollop now as well.
How much am I putting in?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Okay. No, that's way too much. That is way too much.
You're not drinking it.
I know.
That's not even mine. I found it in the canteen, so sorry to the person.
That better not be gone off. Right, here we go. What's the verdict on this before I even try it? What do you think?
I think this is going to be awful.
Okay, tea and brown sauce down the hatch. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Taste number two. Go on, another slug. Now you need to really get the taste buds going to know whether you like it or not.
I don't like it. I don't like that at all.
Was Ross right?
Ross was so right.
Yeah.
Tea and custard gets my vote. Try it today. Happy hump day, one and all. Tea and brown sauce, rotten. Absolutely rotten.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. So we're touching today on things not to do at weddings. Is that right?
Well, kind of. Mm. One thing I actually think I would probably do, maybe, if I do get married ever. But this content creator, Jasmine Packwright, she has received 5.3 million views on TikTok from a video she shared from her wedding. Her husband and herself, they didn't stick to, you know, the traditional wedding celebrations. And rather than a cute first dance, they did a first game.
Right.
Where they whipped out a projector, big massive screen on the back wall of their wedding room, and they went head to head in a game of Mario Kart.
Oh,
this is right up your street,
oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is well, yeah. I'd be so here for this. But the track that they chose was a difficult one. It was Rainbow Road. And a lot of people in the comments are like, you know, they're talking about the competitiveness of this and how it may result in them being in a bad mood for the rest of the night. So one of them blue shelled another near the end of getting across the finish line, which is not something you'd be happy about on your wedding day. But overall, people are obsessing over them.
I have an issue.
Go on.
Like, I love, if you're a gamer, brilliant, enjoy it. People love playing games. But is there anything more boring than watching somebody else play a computer game? So all 160 guests sitting there as they're just playing Mario Kart.
Hey.
I would be gone to the smoking area like a hot snot.
Now, yeah, I don't know. I'd be the same. I don't really like other people playing. I need to be playing too. But I think when there's so much on the line on your wedding day, everyone might be a bit
behind it.
I think so.
Would you do it on your wedding day?
Probably. If
I wouldn't do it as a first dance, but I'd definitely have something like that.
A game.
But you know what? I would get the explicit beep out for Megan. We played Mario Kart for the first time in a long time this week.
Okay.
Oh my God. I saw a different side to Megan.
Really?
Competitive. Yeah, I won every race bar one, and she was up near the top and she got hit by a shell and it was beep, 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 beep.
I don't know who I become when I have that controller in my hand.
So
I'm
if
sorry.
You had that at your wedding, I wouldn't like to be a guest there.
A demon.
I'd be like, whoa.
What has happened to Megan and what am I after marrying is what my husband would be saying. But another wedding moment that has gone viral, right? This is just insane. A groom has been really, really slammed online because in the middle of his wedding, he was seen working on his laptop, right? Tech mogul Casey Mackerel. He tied the knot with his girlfriend Grace, and they're both from Florida. He co-founded a company called Thoughtly, and he whipped out his computer to work on a project when everybody was up dancing. It was in the midst of the reception. His co-worker shared a photo onto LinkedIn, and
The picture went viral this week, and I have to say it does look desperately sad that everybody is enjoying this wedding except the groom who's sitting on his laptop working. But I do fear this kind of might be me. I just have to log into the station and just check the timings for tomorrow morning, and you know, that'll be me.
But you wouldn't sit down at the top table whipping out the laptop. You go into the bathroom or up to your hotel room and do it where no one could see you.
You shouldn't be doing it. If you were a guest at a wedding, yes, but this is your wedding. Like, sort someone else to start at the
timings.
Well,
look, he founded a company. So he's probably, I understand where
his... Surely he has staff to cover him.
Sure, they're all probably at the wedding.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
Some people are just mad in this world. I don't understand people's brains sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this is not a flex. It's sad. It's your own wedding. I don't agree with it. But anyways, they're the weddings. You would be raging. If I was his wife, we'd be having a divorce the next day. Mm. That would be it.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning across the Southeast. Niall Show and Killian with you. And for the first time ever, Niall is not in control of this studio because he is completely blindfolded. Want to say again, happy National Handbag Day to all who celebrate. We're looking for the most random thing in your handbag this morning. Putting Niall Power to the test, I have taken three items. He's so scared. I have taken three items out of my handbag. I'm going to place them into his hands and he has got to guess what they are. So you listening, you already know. But Niall, here you go. Here's item number one from Show's handbag. Ooh. What is that?
Oh, it's squishy. Can I damage it? Is that okay?
Like, you just damaged your chin off the microphone.
Like, is it okay? Oh, there's a smell off this.
You can smell it if you want.
You can smell it. You can give it a lick if you want. I wouldn't give
it a
lick.
Biscuit. It's some kind of biscuity cake, right? It's chocolate. I'm not going to lick it. I'm not licking it.
Eat it.
Can I eat it? How long has it been in your handbag?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Okay, I do know what it is.
What is it?
Well, they explain the texture. Is it chocolatey?
There's nuts in this, isn't there? I don't like nuts.
Are you allergic?
No, I'm not allergic. Okay.
thank God.
I have to tell you now, it is a chocolate-covered protein ball.
Oh, God.
That's been in our handbag.
It's your worst nightmare because you hate healthy stuff.
Oh, God.
The first one wrong. Okay. But anyway.
I've never eaten a protein ball before. And I never will again.
Okay. Item number two. Hold out your hand and you have to tell me what is in it.
Ooh.
Be careful now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is definitely Eve's. It's like magic balls or magic marbles or something, is it? It's something. It's a bag with little things in it, little stones.
Now,
what are
magic balls?
I don't know. Like, you know, kids have imaginations and stuff. So I'm like, ooh, my magic balls. I'm trying to get into kids' mind here.
You're hanging around with me too much.
Yeah, it's a little bag of balls. Maybe it's jewellery. Maybe it's jewellery. Is it a jewellery bag? Jewellery. Is there a little wrist necklace. What do they call a wrist necklace?
A bracelet. Wrist necklace. A big each. Okay. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is actually very dear to my heart. I've spoken about this before.
These are the rosary beads.
These are my Nana and Grandma.
Correct! Well done, Niall.
Wrist necklace.
Not a wrist necklace, no. Okay, item number three and final item.
Can I ask a question? Are you going to turn it on first?
Oh, God, no, this isn't a...
No, okay, so just hold it. Hold it first, right? Okay, so just hold it.
And you turn it on, Sean.
No, I'm going to turn it on. Okay, hang on. This is such a weird position to be in with you holding it in your hand. There you go.
Oh, no. Can people hear that?
Yeah. No, take your hand off it.
Like, initially, Niall, first thoughts.
No, you can't say. You can't say. But yeah,
I can't say what I think it is, to
but
be honest.
But what else?
Well, it looks fairly like it.
Feel around. What do you think that is?
What's that bit at the end? It's like a... It's like a, I don't know. Is it a massage or something like?
Close. Like, so close. It's a vibrating.
Just massage, you're not right, I'd say.
Yeah. No. I'm kind of going to give you that.
Yeah,
do you know
what
it is?
Some kind of massage or our head or like it's wellness.
No, it's not wellness. It's not wellness. What do I want to try and get rid of on my face? What am I always trying to like smooth out?
Wrinkles.
Yes, it's a vibrating wrinkle roller.
I would say that's what you use it for, all right.
You did so well.
Can I take the blindfold off?
You can take it off. Look at it.
Oh, look, that is filthy.
It's not filthy, it's a face roller. Anyway, congratulations. Oh, it's still vibrating. 2 out of 3 you got there on show's handbag. Woohoo! Good job.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Be nice people.
I'd like to think so.
I think you're very nice. No, honestly, I'm not being smart there. You're almost too nice.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, maybe you should be a little bit more at times.
I would agree.
Oh God, if I could say that.
I would agree with you. I think I do, especially after yesterday. I think sometimes I do need to find my... I'm not going to use that word, but like I think I need to be a bit more girl.
No, it's a nice quality though.
I don't think you can be too nice though. Can you be too nice? Like, no. Is it not okay to be in a world where everything is a little bit mad?
Yeah, and there's so much nastiness out there. Being on the nice side is not a bad thing. Mm. Me and Killian were talking about this in the office yesterday. Killian, explain where this came from.
So I was on the couch on Sunday, and obviously over the weekend we had won Outstanding Achievement at the Radio Awards.
Yes.
And
I'm not sure we've mentioned that enough, but anyway.
Yeah, sorry, we won a Radio Award. We won Outstanding Achievement, a very prestigious award for our Beat Digital Media
it's
Literacy
Tour. It's a
different
colour to all the other awards. That's how prestigious it is.
Yes, yes. Bronze, is it? Yeah, or
pink.
We're saying platinum.
Platinum.
Oh, platinum.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, well, we won a platinum award, and obviously it was all over my socials. And a friend from school had texted me, was all like, "Oh my God, congratulations! Like, so proud of you! Like, it's all you ever wanted to do." Blah 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 blah. Yeah. So we just got chatting and everything, and I was like, "God, I haven't seen you in ages." And she was like, "Yeah," and I said, "It'd be great to meet up soon." So she was like, "Oh, I'm free tomorrow. What are you at?" And I was like, "Whoa,
no, you misread that.
That was just a loose.
It was just a loose.
At some point
in the future
yeah.
it would be nice to catch up. What are you doing tomorrow?"
Yeah, and she's a lovely girl, don't get me wrong, like, and we got on great in school and I would like to meet up, but I just said to Niall, that was the words that came out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm a nice person, but like, you know, tomorrow is just like, whoa, slow down, cool your horses.
I think it's that idea that you can be a nice person, but you can still be a little bit selfish at times, you can still be a little bit, you know, look after number one, all that kind of thing. So I have a couple of examples of this for you as well, right?
Okay.
I'm a nice person, but if you come up to me and you're raving about this new thing you watched on streaming last night and you're loving it and you say, this would be right up your street, Niall, I think you'd love this. I will most likely say, yeah, I'll give it a try. I will not be putting that show on it. I've got too much of my own stuff to watch.
I'm up to my eyes because I'm watching EastEnders.
And you tried to sell it to me. You didn't win me over. I'm not watching it, okay?
Niall would rather watch EastEnders at 7:30 every night and the one show rather than watch what's number one
on Netflix. Yeah, it's true. Another example for you. If you say to me, right, I'm a nice guy, but if you say to me, what was my other example? It's gone from my head now.
Oh, about going out.
Oh, going out, yeah. Hey, we're having a do Saturday night. It's somebody's birthday. We're going to be in Jeff's in town. Will you come on in? I will say to you, geez, I'll do my best. Yeah, I'll stick my head in at some stage. I'm not moving from the couch on Saturday night. I'm watching Strictly Come Dancing. I'm not putting clothes on to go into town for an hour.
I get that midweek. Really? If someone texts me, like, what are you doing this evening? I'm like... on my couch and I have no plans to move for anybody. I couldn't care if the Pope is in the backyard.
So I want to ask you to finish that sentence for us this morning of those kind of examples where actually, okay, look, you're a nice person, but maybe a little bit selfish, maybe a little bit self-centered, maybe you say things to keep people happy, but you're not actually going to follow through on it.
But am I not even allowed to do this because I'm too nice? Is that why you haven't?
Well, have you,
you do it the whole time to me.
Do you?
I'm a nice person, but I don't want you to make me a cup of tea because you won't make it the way I like it.
I get that totally. I don't want to get into tea rounds or coffee rounds. Just leave me off.
Apart from Killian.
Does he make it right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, but I get a clock on the back of the head. If
you don't get a clock.
Well, no, you do that. Like, I text her, I'm in Wexford, or will we do something on Saturday? And it's always, oh, I have to collect Eve, or I have to be somewhere.
I have a child.
I'm a nice person, but I have the excuse. I have a child I use all the time.
I do not.
We got a couple to read out here. I'm a nice person, but I'm not going on the radio. It says, yeah, no, that.
Sorry, I was trying to ring Kelly. So Kelly says, I'm a nice person, but if you keep sighing around me for the whole purpose of getting me to ask you what's wrong, I'm not going to ask you what's wrong. Just be an adult and speak up. There is nothing worse than somebody that walks around.
I do that sometimes.
It's so annoying. It's the equivalent of the Facebook. Some people need to know when to be quiet, and they're only waiting to be asked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they check in the hospital. Check and they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And don't want to talk about it. I'm like, you just post it on Facebook. You're looking for a reaction.
You want people to ask you. And Kelly also said, also, I'm a nice person, and everybody in the room is going to agree with this, but I'm not sharing my food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Particularly if you've asked somebody, do they want something, and they say no, and then they start picking at your chips.
If you're going to the chipper and I ask you if you want chips and you say no, then that means you don't want chips. That means you don't even want one chip. That means you're not in the market for chips. And then I come back with my chips and you stick your finger in. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Mom.
Oh, whoa. I get that. Megan is a very... Well, we share stuff, but certain, you know when like you get like, say, maybe Pringles, or like you get a bar that you just want yourself.
Mm. Oh, totally.
And I can just see her. She comes in and she's with her tea and she's just looking at me. Babby, can I have a square? And I'm like, okay.
Right, we're here from Inga. This is what she has to say.
Hi, Beat. I just want to say I'm a nice person, but I have a quick reaction to bullshit.
Okay. And you were straight to the point there, Inga. Yeah. I can hear that.
No messing.
No, I get that. I don't like people faffing around and like, you know, just tell me what's up if you have a story to tell. Don't be, or like, my dad's the worst. Like, we'd be going somewhere and he's just like, you know, faffing around the house. Like, you have to check this and this. And I'm like, stop BSing around. Come on, hurry up.
Yeah, I know a faffer or two. I know a faffer.
Oh, yeah, she's sitting right across from us.
Go on.
We have the ultimate. If you are a faffer, we should have a faffing competition, but you will not beat Shona Lyons for faffing. She is the queen of faffing.
What do you consider faffing to be?
We're leaving at 9:30 on the button because we've got to be there by 9:40. And at 9:32, I just have to go to the toilet. I just have to go have a quick word with Audrey. I just have to get my comb.
Yeah. Typical, going up for tea and in the open plan upstairs. Now, I'm not talking to nobody. I just need to get my tea and we walk through the open plan. It's to Sinead, it's to someone else, and I end up just going down on my own. She comes in to me, you left me. And I'm like, yeah, because you're talking for about half an hour.
Tam was on to us.
I'm a nice person, but if I see a Facebook status saying, I hope tomorrow will be a better day, or, you know, these cryptid things, and then everyone in the comments saying, are you okay, hon, blah, 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 and you replying, can't talk about it, oh, I'll DM you, or I'll just remove you as a friend.
Oh, that's strong. That's quite strong. You off. Wow. And Louisa was onto us as well.
Come on, Louisa.
Good morning, guys. I promise I'm a really nice person, but don't get between me and my coffee in the morning.
Fair enough.
Yes,
fair
girl. Enough. I hear you. Don't I see you. I understand. Talk to me
in the morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
7:40, Monday morning. I like you to bring the hard... I like to bring you, I should say, the hard-hitting news. The news that you can take into your day and share with your friends in the workplace or at college, whatever. Mm. This is a warning for anybody that's flying in the next while, like me. I'm taking a flight to Ibiza on Friday morning. And there is a flight attendant. She goes by the name of Sierra Mist. Quite an interesting name, isn't it?
Sierra Mist. It's like a perfume.
Yeah. Sierra Mist has taken over TikTok with her little hacks about flying, right? Mm. And so, look, we all enjoy a flight, especially if we're going on holidays. But we all have that thing of we'd rather not use the toilet unless we absolutely have to. Yeah. You know, do we all feel like that? Or is it just me?
I can barely fit in it.
Yeah, it's so claustrophobic.
Do you feel that as well? Like you're like half bent down.
Yeah.
Like I often wonder when I do, on the rare occasion that I do, and I remember when Eve was really small, I had to change a nappy in there, and that is an experience that nobody should ever have to go through. But I do remember being in there that time going, how do people do the, you know, the what they do in the club, you know? In
the
club.
Club. Yeah, with the space that you're
like
working
it's
with.
It's so tiny. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. Sierra Mist said, flight attendants' secrets you need to know on TikTok, right? So that you can avoid making blunders. The first thing that she strongly advises against is using the toilet paper on the aircraft. Okay.
Why?
So if you see somebody going to the bathroom with a roll of loo paper, three ply, it's because they follow Sierra Mist, right? She said, it's because the toilet paper is only at best two ply, but not even like.
It's often that kind of blue stuff, isn't it? You know, it's like sandpaper on your bottom.
She actually suggests that you use the paper towels instead because it's higher quality and it won't rip or dissolve the way the toilet paper will in your hand, maybe. Next, she advised never to walk barefoot to the bathroom. You know the way sometimes you do see people. Like, I often take my shoes off because you've.
Who takes their shoes off on a flight?
Yeah, I don't like it at all, Killian.
Why would you do that?
You're meant to do it.
Because your feet do swell, they say. At altitude. Yeah.
But like, no one wants to see your feet.
On a
normal day, no one wants to see your feet. Not highly inflamed feet as well.
I would generally only do it on a long haul flight. I wouldn't do it on a short flight to Spain, like.
I would.
That's disgusting. Get your feet away on a flight.
Anyway.
She's saying don't walk barefoot.
You're advised not to walk barefoot to the bathroom. Many plane travellers do. I've seen it. I can assure you, she said, the liquid on the floor is not water and you certainly don't want to be stepping in it. She said, you can make up your own mind about what it is. And she said, just so you know, the bathroom doesn't get cleaned unless it's so bad that it's reported because they just don't have time. They don't do a deep clean. Don't be under any illusions.
Yeah, so those turnaround times when the plane comes in, they're not doing a proper clean.
And she also said, you know the way you if you're putting something down on the table in front of you, she said, you know the way you'd be paranoid about that and it needs a really good wipe? She said, they are cleaned really well. What's not cleaned ever is the windows because there's hands and grubby fingers all over them and people are touching them after, coming in after, I'll just have a little look at the clouds.
They're pulling down. Shutters down.
Bring your anti-back wipes for those.
And gloves. So,
Sierra, walking on with a glove. Sierra Mist on TikTok, you can follow her, but I shall be bringing my own toilet paper on the Ryanair flight on Friday.
Will you actually have a roll in your hand?
I'll have it in my handbag.
There's a simple just go before you get on the plane.
Doesn't always work like that though, Killian.
Okay.
You gotta go. I beat this 3 hours.
And the other thing is, like, I know I've been there. If you've gone to the bar before the plane, you're gonna have to go to the loo on the plane. But it's grand once number one. I don't think I've ever done number two on a plane.
Okay.
Too much information,
this was,
probably.
This was a great conversation and we're going to end it now.
Okay.
Terminate.
There's six each for no Dan of these. Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it. Geraldine. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good. I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday to you. What are you up to this morning?
Happy Friday. I've just pulled in at work, so I'm waiting to go in.
Okay. And are you off for the weekend?
I sure am.
Any plans?
Well, it's my birthday weekend, so I have to. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's a pity you're going to lose, but anyway.
He's so confident this morning.
Yeah, he'll eat his words in a minute, won't you?
Fighting talk.
Okay, I think we'll let the lady go first. So, Geraldine, we'll let you go first for your questions and see how you go. So, he's got three questions for you. Killian's going to pose them. And if you're ready to go, let's play Snickers versus Knickers.
Big pressure, Geraldine. Big pressure now. Big pressure. Question number one. Which of these isn't a type of tie knot?
Tie knot and not a tie.
Is it a Windsor, a Pratt, or a half Nelson?
A Windsor, a Pratt, or a half Nelson?
Which one isn't a knot, a type of tie knot?
Can you name them again? Pratt,
yes.
Windsor. Pratt, a Windsor,
and a half Nelson. Which one isn't a type of tie knot?
I want to go with C.
Which is
half Nelson. Yes.
Okay, I see what kind of game you're playing, Geraldine. I see. I can tell you, that's correct. Well done.
You got a point. Well done.
Okay, it's only one question though. You know, you can fail the next two. Okay. So pipe down, Geraldine. Pipe down. Right. Question number two. Which soccer team play their home games at Stamford Bridge?
Stamford Bridge, big soccer club. Who is it?
Oh my god. I want to say Chelsea. Is it Chelsea?
That's correct.
Oh, you're on a roll.
Oh, now I'm nervous for my round.
It's her birthday and she's going to nail it.
I'm eating my words is right, Geraldine. Right, last question. Where are lug nuts located?
Lug nuts.
Lug nuts, yeah.
Okay.
Now get your head out
Keep
of the gutter.
Keep it clean.
Is it in a house, on a car, are in the human body?
Lug nuts. Where would you find them?
Would you be familiar with lug nuts now, Geraldine?
They're in the car.
That's correct.
Oh,
well done.
3 out of 3.
Oh, no.
He may be eating his words. Well done. Okay, you hang on there now because it's his turn.
Okay.
And I'm going to pose the questions to him. So let's do this. Okay, question number 1. Which female products can be sold with or without wings?
What?
Which female products can be sold with or without wings?
Do I get options here?
No. These are show left these questions for you, sorry.
Geraldine, can you help me?
God,
no.
Geraldine,
do not help them.
Sorry, say the question again.
Win.
What products?
Okay, what female products can be sold with or without wings?
Why would you have wings on stuff? I want to say like a fancy dress, like a costume for like a butterfly or something. Wings. I know there's a style on the eye which have wings on it. So I'm going to say fake eyelashes.
Fake eyelashes. Would he be right, Geraldine?
I'm totally wrong.
No, he's wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
Sanitary towels, man.
Sanitary towels.
Yeah.
Like wings. For the period.
Yeah, yeah.
You have wings, like you can fly away.
Yeah. Look into it. Read up on it later.
I would know. I don't have them, so I've never used one.
Question number 2. I hope I get the pronunciation of this right, but you can help me, Geraldine. Where on the body is the décolletage? Is that right? Décolletage.
The what?
Décolletage.
I don't even know that.
Okay, where on the body would you find the décolletage? If you get it anywhere right, near, I'll give you a point on this.
It sounds so filthy, but I don't... Like, if I had it, I'd know about it, because I know my body very well.
The décolletage. Just give me...
I thought I did as well.
Right, I'm going to say décolletage is, like... I'm going to say the boobies.
The boobies?
I'm going to say the boobies. They're like some, like, I don't know, flesh or like plump inside them.
I don't know what you're saying. But I'm actually going to give you that point.
Chest.
The décolletage is the low neckline on a woman's dress or top. So it is the boobie area.
Oh.
So well done.
Would you not just say cleavage? Like, no?
Well,
boobie's more fun to say, Geraldine.
Décolletage is more of a dress style. Okay, 1 point. You can't win this, but let's go for your last question.
No, we can't.
What is a skirt? S-K-O-R-T.
Oh, that's simple. It's a mix between a skirt and a short, because they're wearing plain camogie.
Oh my god, that's correct.
You know your score.
That's sanitary product one now. That was a low blow.
Geraldine, you are the winner and you can be smug for the day. You've won Snickers versus Knickers. Have a great day. All right?
Happy birthday, Geraldine.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
This is our winner. Yeah, Sarah, good morning, hon. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, we're okay. We're just processing your message here. And this was years ago, yeah?
Oh, God, years ago, yeah.
Okay. So you were working in a shoe shop at the time. Take us back. Describe the day to us.
So, yeah, just any normal day in work at the time or whatever. And a few of the girls went out to the back of the store for a cigarette or whatever. I didn't smoke, so I was holding the fort and all that. And a gentleman came in, but I kind of didn't take much notice or whatever. And then I said, geez, I must go down now and see, is he all right? Like, it's me, Dan. And went down anyway and got a proper view of the gentleman. And I seen that he was on crutches with one leg.
Okay.
So that was where I was saying, right, okay. So he said, have you got this shoe in size 11 or whatever size it was at the time? I was like, right. So he had his right foot, his left foot was, left leg was amputated. And so I took the shoe on and then it kind of just hit me. I was like, oh God, like, what if he now, like, wants to buy the shoes? What do I do? Off the shoe shop, this gets old in pairs, whatnot, sweating.
There'd be no training for this particular question if it arose as to what do you do? Do you have to sell
right
two shoes?
Yeah.
So sweating anyway, going up the stairs, getting the shoe, sweating coming back down. So I took the shoes out of the box or whatever, and I went over to him with the shoes, and he just took the right shoe. I was like, right, okay. So I went back anyway, praying to God behind the till that he wouldn't want to buy the shoe, because that was going to just lead to more awkward questions. So praying and praying anyway, and I was hoping maybe another customer could come in that I could you know, take over that customer and, you know, hide out the back or whatever, and one of the girls come back and look after this poor gentleman, and you know, none of that happened. So he came up then, he was like, yeah, no, I'll take them. So I was fostering with the box of the shoes and whatnot, and packing them, and didn't know what to do. So I was like, would you like the left foot as well? Mm. And he kind of just stood there in silence for about 10 seconds. He was like, well, do you know any other gentleman that might just want the one shoe? Mm. I was like, no. And he was like, and do you get it in half price if I just buy the one shoe? I was like, no, sorry, they come as a pair. He's like, oh, no. So he was like, I'll just take the pair. I was like, oh, okay. So packed the two shoes in the box and sent him on his way. And to say I had to go for a sit down because yeah. I was not. I'm even sweating now. If you think about it, because
darling, you didn't do anything that wrong.
That was the day you nearly started smoking after that.
It was just, I'll never ever, as long as I live. I worked in that shop for I think 10 years, and that one day will always stick out in my brain. I'm scarlet now. Like even thinking about it. Like, yeah, and to be fair, he was, you know, he was sound about it. And then he ended up leaving his phone in the shop. So I had to ring like his last contact on the phone or whatever, and he came in then about an hour later, and he gave me a tenner then for finding his phone on the floor. So I felt wicked bad, but never ever forget it.
But you did your best.
Yeah, you really
did. You did your best in the situation. Yeah, Miss Sarah, thanks for chatting this morning. Travel mug up the way.
No bother.
Well done, darling.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. VIP.